NerdsReviews.com presents Nerds Talking, the podcast.
Yo, we talk about lightsabers, stunners, your TV screens, what you want to stream, everything beyond your dreams. Want to talk about movies, sports, or even politics? Go ahead and tune into us, we'll give you all of it. Whatever you debate, Xbox or PlayStation, Marvel or DC, Mac or PC. Teraflops when the movie drops, gigabytes, chips, RAM, no matter what it is, we got all of it. Welcome to the show.
Nerds Talking, the podcast. Nerds Talking, the podcast, episode 18.
Well, welcome to the show, everybody. It's your introductory Kevin, Kevin Phillip here. And today we have a new special guest joining us. It's Carlos, it's Hugh McCord, Lafayette, and another guy named Paul. And let me tell you something here. This show's kind of wild, so hold on to your seat. And like the title says, not sure you want to listen to this one. Have fun, everybody.
Welcome to Nerds Talking, the podcast, episode 18. We are here with Carlos. Of course, he's always here.
Hello.
He moved in and never leaving. We got a special guest. Hugh McCord is back.
What's up, friends?
All right. There we go. And we have another special guest. Paul is in the house.
Going on, losers.
Wow. First time on the show, and he calls us losers. Well,
And Hugh, you're not in that group.
Not in the group of losers. Wow.
And I was going to say something about the frothy drink. Never mind.
I heard the first 17. I'm surprised you guys made it to 18.
What
are you talking about? Like, we got picked up for season 2 and 3.
Yeah. So welcome to Nerds
Talk. Pay for it yourself?
Yeah, you know, that's how it works. Finance yourself, I guess.
That's right.
Nerds Talk. You know, actually, I bought a lot of GameStop stock. And AMC Theaters, and it paid for itself. So there you go. So welcome to Nerds Talking, the podcast where we talk about just about anything and off-topic stuff, good times, rock and roll. So we're going to actually start with the one, talk to Carlos a little bit about this, and this is probably sticks with everyone in this group, about making friends after a certain age. So after you're like 25 years old, it's more difficult to make friends when you're older. Don't you guys agree? Like, it's not, do you want friends when you're older, or do you look to make friends? Is it more because you just have your own shit to do? Like, how, like, for me, I only have work friends, but outside of work, I don't want to hang out with most people. I just want to be at home, do my own thing, you know, unless they have the same common interests. But if they don't have the same common interests, I don't give a shit about hanging out with people after a certain age. I mean, that's just, I don't know. I think it's harder to make friends after a certain age. Don't you guys agree? Like, it's not easy to make friends after a certain age.
Well, I have a feeling about that. And I think it's because people tend to be more set the longer, the more years that they go, more set in their ways. The more responsibilities you have, the harder it is to make time, it seems like to me.
True. But that's just it. Do you go out of your way to hang out with people, you know, after a certain age? Because I feel like people don't, you know what I mean? Like, I think women do, but I think men don't necessarily go out of the way to hang out with people after a certain age.
You're so right. That's so true. Because men are like, we're busy doing our own thing, working, and everybody, we don't care about that. Where women need that attention.
And I don't know. I think it all depends on your personality as well.
I think so too. Yeah.
I mean, because it also depends what your activities are. Like you said, it all depends on what your common interests are. Like, I've made a lot of friends through just the activities that I do after work. You know, I play soccer, so I have a lot of friends that are soccer friends that I will hang out with on weekends or on off nights, you know, but that's people that I met in groups. So I think it does depend on what you do as activities after work. And if you are that social guy, a lot of people look like the social guy and hey, there's so-and-so, hey, there's Lafayette. He's got to be, I don't know, up to something. He's got something new. He's always talking about something, but he's only that guy at work. He's not that guy, you know, outside of work, you know? You know what I'm saying? It makes sense. Of course it makes sense. I said it.
Yeah, no, I kind of, with me also, it just has to do with that. Number one, do you have anything in common with, like, I play golf with people. That's our common ground. Outside of that, you know, I got a buddy that we talk about movies and this and that. So, but that's just common. You could talk about that to anybody.
Is that Carlos?
Yeah, he's on the podcast. And I think it's probably a good way to like keep your friends at a certain age is become like an alcoholic or something, you know, because everybody, you know, drinking buddies.
That's true, because then if you stop drinking, you can all attend a meeting together.
That's right.
I think part of it too is that if you move around, like, you know, my family having moved from Cali to here, it's harder to then develop new friends when you move to a new place. When you're in a place and you've been there for a number of years, I think it's easier to have established friends and then continue. Like Carlos has been my friend for a long, long time. And that's because we established that a long time ago. And it just, you know, it's now remained, you know, it's remained true all these years later here. You know, we just moved here like 8 years ago and not as
many friends you got. How many friends you got? Paul, how many friends you got? Like actual friends. Like you can call and be like, hey, man, you want to come over and watch a football game?
Probably
you
got two.
You want to come over and make frothy drinks?
Yeah. You got two. So you have two, at least two friends. Hugh, how many did you say you had?
Well, the friends I have are friends I've had for much longer.
No, I mean, they're like local to you. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's thinking way too much about this.
Nobody is coming across now.
Your kids, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, Carlos, the thing is different for Carlos. He's still lives in an area he grew up his whole life. So he still has some of those friends.
Right.
And he still thinks he's 20.
But I'm never getting old.
Well, you're getting old is mentally. Mentally, yeah.
Younger. Well, no, but the thing that you said is like, but I made a lot of these.
I got a waiver that I falsify so I could play in the 18 and younger club.
Hey, guys. Hey, sir, this is for 18-year-old and younger.
You know what? That's all right. I'm going to go ahead and let the non-athletic people talk right now and make fun of me. Go ahead. Continue.
Don't talk to me like that. It's cute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, wait, you said non-athletic? I mean, name a sport you can beat me in. Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Oh, here we go.
No, but I made a lot of these friends, but a lot of my friends I've also made in my mid-30s and early 40s.
Well, yeah, but see, you made a lot of friends. Well, for you, it's different. Like you said, you play indoor soccer, you meet people, and they become friends. When I played indoor soccer, same thing. Those people actually want to hang out afterwards. You know what I mean? And they want to do other things outside of indoor soccer. They want to go... I mean, shit, we ended up playing softball on a team.
They want to play pool. Right.
Because of indoor soccer connections here and there and so forth. And I think that's a big thing. Sports is a big thing. I think it's a big thing even with kids. When you have kids that play sports and you meet those parents and then they can become your friends too. So that's another way you can make friends.
What's funny about, my closest friends that I made when I was playing soccer were people that actually moved into town. They didn't have anyone either. They had like no friends. So they were new to town. And then we became the closest. We were always hanging out after soccer. And then they moved away, but we still remain in contact. So I think it's funny how, like you said, sports brings people together. You know, it gives you new people to hang out with and, you know, show them around and whatever.
Now, are you sure they didn't move away
because of me? Probably. Yeah. I didn't want to mention that, but.
Yeah, well, I was thinking that's why they moved away.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you'd call him and do that voice I just did. Hey, how you guys doing right now? You guys up late? You guys want to hang out? I'm like, God damn it, Carlos called again.
Can I watch?
hey, can I get your Netflix password?
No,
hey.
But you forgot the end of the call. That I was actually calling from in their apartment.
Hey, I'm in the bathroom right now.
From the closet.
In the closet.
Yeah, you have nice pants. When you guys show up to the game together, you're wearing like his pants. And you're like, what? Wait, I was looking for those pants. You were you? You want them back? Take them off of me, Ted. That's just me on a Saturday night calling random numbers. That's all.
That's just, because you have no friends.
Exactly. It comes all the way.
It's very LA.
Yeah, it comes all the way back around. No friends.
Full circle.
Yeah, that's just no friends. I had a.
But it's funny that Paul. What's funny is that Paul said that's very LA. That's true, man. Because when I lived in LA, I mean, I lived with Hugh for several months. But man, I couldn't make friends with anybody. And the part of the reason is because of the industry that Hugh and I. Well, Hugh was a cameraman, and I was his I guess his
right hand man, left hand man, both hands, and anyway, used them in many ways. Go ahead.
In LA, in that industry, anyway, if you try to make friends,
he was like, "Don't use
everybody
my shirt."
Acted thing. Like. Well, everyone acted like you wanted something from
the industry is different, though. That's you're right. Talking a whole different.
Everybody wanted something from you, or you, or they thought you wanted something from them.
It's true.
It wasn't just a hey, you want to go hang out afterwards, or hey, hello. Even a hello, you'd get a look at like, what do you want from me? I'm like, dude, just.
How
but
can you
see, that's
me?
A whole different
right.
But that's a different.
But that's
aspect
that's the game. That's the game in that area, period.
But it's, but it really, I mean, it's not. It depends on who you are. It doesn't have to be the game. I mean, everybody's got a job. Everybody works for somebody.
Everybody wants something.
Everybody wants to make it.
And well, that's a,
I'm not talking about acting, though. I'm just talking, I mean, these people aren't, they weren't actors. They were just film guys. They were just
tech guys.
Tech guys, yeah.
Yeah, yep, but they had the same
attitude. They want to go next level. Yep.
Yeah, they had the same attitude. Like, hey, I'm a lighting guy. What do you do? Oh, no, I don't do anything. Oh, I don't need to talk to you then.
Yeah. I mean, and that's true. You know, that actually was true. I mean, there, where we lived eventually was a good 30, 40 minutes from LA, and getting anybody to like even consider taking a drive out that you might be friendly with, you know, hey, you know, I'll come in town. We'll get to, and I did do that occasionally. I'd get together with a couple of guys, you know, like especially at Super Bowl parties or something like that, get them to reverse the trip, especially when we were leaving. Like, we're leaving. Anybody want to?
No. You know,
frickin'. Crickets.
You know, but yeah, living in LA, you're right about that. People can live in your mind 20 minutes away, but they see it as, oh man, to get to your house is like going to be an hour. I'm good. Like,
you well, know. It's just, it's inconvenient.
It's inconvenient.
You know, and to go out of my way is.
I mean, new friends are inconvenient. That's all. They want something. Those sons of bitches. They want something. But okay. Well, no, all we know is. We don't have many friends. That's what we've all come down to. Well, Carlos has the most friends of all of us.
I have a lot of friends.
He has a lot of friends. And then Paul has two, he said. Hugh doesn't have any.
He lives with both of them.
I think the other thing is once you have a family and once they especially start to grow up, it's really difficult to just say, hey, see you later, kids. I'm going to just go out for the next couple of nights and hang with buds.
Oh, well, of course. That's a whole really, different you know, thing.
But that adds to it, I think.
Yeah,
it adds to the difficulty to have friendships because typically people are in different places in their lives. Like some of the guys that I work with, not that I would necessarily be good pals with them, but even if we were inclined to hang, it's harder. You know,
well, I wouldn't hang with them either. They have COVID. So
one did, yes.
One did and gave it to you through butt sex. All right, everyone, we'll take a break here.
Hey now, hey.
Nerds Talking the Podcast. We'll be right back. After this,
you know, I have a lot of friends. You know, I can name a couple of friends off the top of my head. I got a Lafayette, a friend of mine, and Carlos is a friend of mine, and we're pretty good friends, you know. And I have a lot of Facebook friends. I have friends too. You guys still have that. I have that one. And I tried to sit up a parlor. I didn't know what it was. I thought it was like a hair salon or some type, or maybe like hanging out, play snooker. But it seemed like it's not anything like that. It's kind of crazy. But I have friends, believe me. Anyway, back to the show, everybody. Hey, will you be my friend? Why not? Be my friend. Nerds Talking, everybody.
Welcome back to Nerds Talking the Podcast. And hopefully you've made us your friend and you've subscribed and you've downloaded and you've left comments and reviews. Leave a review for each individual, you know, like that. Like, oh, Paul only has two friends. Okay. You know, Hugh doesn't have friends. Boo.
And then Carlos, I'll be one of your friends.
Carlos is somehow the king of friends. Yeah. Love scenes in movies. That came up as we had our break. And are they necessary? I don't know. It's an interesting topic. I find that if they have to fit the narrative of the movie, right? Like, that's how it works. It has to fit the narrative. Depends on the movie.
Right.
If the movie's going down that path, then... Well, you know, I feel like you don't have to show, you can imply that it's happened, but a lot of shows and movies just show it. They, you know, they're like, they're one blurry thing away from actually being pornography.
So when did this become Catholic podcast?
Oh, well, I mean.
Oh, you're on the moral ground now, huh?
Yeah. I'm all about moralities in my life. And just
there are those actors out there who think they should never happen, you know, or who would never participate. I was thinking, I read something from Denzel Washington who talked about, you know, never doing scenes like that because it would be disrespectful to his wife. And in my opinion, it's like, then you're not an actor, because an actor is acting by definition. You're not disrespecting somebody by pretending to be something. That's what your job title is. But to speak to it more specifically, sometimes I think it is gratuitous. It's just meant to sell the movie, but sometimes it absolutely should be a part of it. Like that, the Billy Bob Thornton movie that, you know, with Halle Berry. I mean, that scene was, in my opinion, just was absolutely necessary. Could you have done it without nakedness? And you know what movie I'm talking about?
Yeah, I forgot the name of it.
Monster Balls.
Yes, I thought it was about something different when I walked in, but
the one with the rapper movie.
Yeah, I thought it was Sully's Balls. So like, we're gonna walk in and see Sully's balls swinging everywhere, and
that could have been an animated movie. Yeah,
I think. Yeah, it was. Mike Wazowski, as you find out, he actually is one of his balls that came to life. You know.
Yeah.
And then it's great because every time he's getting down, Mike's like, I can see it all, Sully. I can see it all.
Oh my god.
But I don't know. Like I said, I don't have a problem with that stuff in movies and film. I get like uncomfortable when the scene just lasts super long. You're like, okay, we get it. We got it. Okay, we got the point. Like, you get it. Like, I'm watching Homeland. I don't know if anybody here has ever seen Homeland.
No of it.
And that movie, that show has a lot of sex scenes. A lot. And the main character, basically, she is a CIA agent. Her main weapon is her vagina. She uses it at all costs. She wants information from you. Look at my vagina. You know, like she just goes
information.
Oh, she gets it.
She's a good agent. It
more ways than one.
So would it be as effective if they didn't get naked, or if you just alluded to it?
Yeah, because if you just imply it, I think if you imply it in any aspect of movies, you know, you get it. You know what I mean? And then when I say imply, it could be as simple as they just take their shirts off and then they make out and cut to black. And then next morning they're like, hey, how's it going? Like, why'd you stop? What, you taking your shirt off? I don't understand. I mean, then you went to sleep.
they should have hired more of those before everything happened at the Capitol Hill. All those FBI agents like that would have calmed everybody down.
Wait, hired more of what?
Those kind of FBI agents.
Oh, can you imagine? Yeah, all of a sudden,
is that me?
And it's like all of a sudden FBI agents are just banging everybody.
There you go. And everybody fell asleep. It's like Capitol Hill.
Oh, we got to go to break real quick. We have a technical problem on Carlos's side. He just texted me and said he just lost all his friends on Facebook. Wow. That's sad. Okay, we'll be right back here on Nerds Talking, the podcast.
I watch movies with a lot of scenes of sexual action, you know what I'm saying? But it's kind of stuff that you watch on the internet. And I wouldn't really tell people to watch those type of things, you know, but you can search them out on Google. But maybe, I don't know, it's a little bit fun, a little, you know, depends on what you like, you know? I was watching Paw Patrol, and I thought maybe something's going to happen on it, but nothing tend to happen on Paw Patrol. And that's okay. Maybe next time I'll watch Paw Patrol tomorrow. Anyway, back to the show, everybody. Nerd Talking the Podcast.
Welcome back to Nerds Talking the Podcast. Carlos has fixed his situation, and his friends are all back on Facebook.
Yay!
Do you guys enjoy Facebook? Is that something you guys actually enjoy? Do you guys get on there? Is it odd when you get somebody to ask to be your friend? You're like, who the hell is this? You guys get that a lot? Like, who's this person? Or like,
a suggested friend or something?
Yeah, or like, you guys have
request. 30,
yeah, you guys have 32 common friends.
Yeah,
you're like, and yeah,
she's
but
from Russia.
Yeah, well, what? What? I might accept that one.
Uzbekistan. My Uzbekistani friends.
I get a lot of that stuff. Like, hey, be my friend, and you're like, I don't even know you. Like, and then it shows like they know your mother and your uncle, and they're like, oh, somehow you frippin' know me. God damn it! I must agree.
You know what I'll get is I'll get like high school friends of friends, like not friends of high school friends, like two classes removed. Typically, that's fine. Okay, fine. You know, like we're all the Hingham community, Hingham Mass community. So fine. But I typically check sometimes you'll get these random, like, and you know what they are. They're not, they're scam requests. They're not who they say.
Oh, yeah. Of course, of course. How about phone calls? You guys ever get the scam phone calls? Like,
be a friend?
No. This is like the scam phone calls for like,
what was that? Your mother calling you? My social security number is canceled. I know that.
Oh, yeah.
Who's calling me?
Your mother. Like, oh, it's a scam call.
Oh, that's Don't a scam answer. For sure. She calls a scam. Yeah.
But Lafayette.
I got a call today. And it was good. I get a call, and the guy's like, so first it goes, your Apple iCloud account has been hacked. Please hold.
Oh, I've gotten that.
Yeah, and then here comes Randy. Hey, my friend, Randy here. Okay, listen up, my friend. Have you tried to log in? And he goes, Chicago, Illinois. I'm like, no. You tried to log in Texas? No. You have an iCloud account? Yeah. When's the last time you use it? I don't even know, a year or two ago. Somebody tried to log into it, and you should log out of it. And you have your Apple device? I'm like, no, I don't have anything. I'm working. When you get your device, please call me back. We're going to go step by step so I can steal all your information. Oops. I'm very, very mistaken. I did not mean to say the last part. Kaboom, kaboom. I have to put my vest away. Like, what?
It's boom, boom time.
Yeah. I mean, I've got those. I've got a lot of those calls, and I love messing with them. Fix your computer crashed. And
the best one is if you don't, you're going to be arrested because your social security number has been used for something else. And so typically I like to go, oh, I know, what will I do?
Well, it's not that. How can you be arrested if somebody's, I love the IRS calls. I love all of them. I wish they'd call me daily, just every day. Hey, hello, my friend. This is Steven. Hey, Steve, where are you from? I'm from California. Okay, good. And they let you know there's three guys. They ordered pizza under your name. Okay, that's fine. No, you are under arrest. Like, you're way off script. I know. And you called me yesterday about my iPhone. Son of a bitch. Yes, I did. I have multiple jobs here in India. Like, I'm telling you, it's crazy. That kind of stuff is nuts.
School loans. Get a lot of those.
I get school loans all the time. All the time. I also get I get calls asking if I'm Carlos to give money to the fire department. Found some type of fire department every day. And then I'll tell them, you got the wrong number. I'm not Carlos. Lose my number. Hold on, buddy. Hey, can you give us money?
Like, yep. Fuck. And Carlos is smart, giving your phone number out.
Oh, yeah. The best part is when I tell them, I'll tell them, take my number out. Well, they'll call you back. And they just hang up. Like, you call me back. Like, at least put my name, my correct name in the system. And you guys get the call also for your warranty on your car?
All the time.
No, I haven't got that one yet. I don't answer my phone because if I don't know the number, I'm not answering it. I don't care what number it is. If it's not in my contact list, I'm not answering it.
I took a guy on like a 10-minute just ride on that one, just nonstop. And it's funny. Those calls aren't like from India. Those are people here, like in the States or whatever. And they're just – the guy was just going on about your car is about to – I'm like, dude, my car gets a 100,000-mile warranty. My warranty's not running out. It has like 6 miles on it. You know, and he's like, oh, well, you should get one anyway. I'm like, fuck, where? How'd you get my information? Come to find out, my mother. So all comes back around to her and her Facebook friends that try to request me.
There you go.
Damn it. God damn it.
Hey, so, they see a young buck when they see one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right. He's a strapping young lad.
I don't know. Facebook, you guys use Facebook a lot? It used to be a big thing. Are you guys, is that your, I mean, we've been through this before, how my go-to is Twitter for social media. Well, not anymore. I got kicked off. But
yeah, why did you get kicked off?
Mm-hmm.
You'll have to tune into our previous podcast to get that story.
I called a current Congress lady a effing retarded cunt and didn't go so well.
It's funny how you said effing, but then you said retarded cunt.
Well, I was going to say cunt. Hey, you pick the word you want me to bleep. It doesn't matter. I'll bleep one of them. But yeah, I called her a fucking retarded cunt. There you go.
Is that true?
Is that true? I got kicked off.
Wait, who is the Congress lady?
Did you really?
Something Marjorie Greene. She's a QAnon nut job.
She is.
She just got She just got nominated. Yeah, out of Georgia.
She's a living shit, is what she
Basically, what she did was she I don't know if you know this story, but she basically put articles of impeachment for Joe Biden on his first day.
Yes. Yep.
And that's when I wrote her that she's just fucking retarded cunt.
On Twitter? Did you write to her Twitter feed?
Yeah, on Twitter. Yeah. And then I just got suspended for definitely suspended. It's not my favorite platform now. I moved on to Parler.
She's the same person that called for or liked a bullet to the head of Pelosi, for example, regardless of which.
Yeah, no, I know.
Same person.
No. Crazy.
Oh no, she's a douche of the biggest, highest magnitude.
Yep, that's her. That's her, and that's how I got kicked off of Twitter. So I'm
good
back
for
on
you.
Facebook.
Good for you.
Back on Facebook, where I belong with all the old people. Kind of feels like that's what Facebook is. It's just the first generation of Facebook users and their parents. You know,
I go on Facebook when I'm bored. That's what.
It's just
I'm on it.
No, when I says I got 30 notifications, I'm gonna just clear this shit. I'm tired of seeing the number. You know those numbers on my phone.
Notifications off on the phone.
I hate getting that stuff, but that's just it. Now it's like. It's always third place. It goes Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Now it's moved up a notch by default for me. And I don't do TikTok because I'll get caught on that shit for hours for like just watching stupid shit. I mean, don't get me wrong. Carlos and I spoke about this. I've been suspended numerous times on Twitter. This was the final straw. They just decided this guy off of Twitter. And
all for good?
Yeah. I'm indefinitely suspended. Indefinitely. Yes. Yep.
Start a new account, man. Get a new email address.
I tried right away. They knew it.
Your IP address.
That's something.
Why?
Something like that. They knew it. And every time I was suspended, it was calling a politician like a fuck it or, you know, Rand Paul. I think Rand Paul was one of them.
He's another piece of shit.
Yeah, Rand Paul. And I was like, you're not an eye doctor. You're a butt doctor, sex whore, and then some shit like that. And, I took it way too far. I'm not going to lie.
No anger issues at all. None.
It's not anger. It's all fun and games. Until someone gets hurt.
All fun and games.
Until somebody gets kicked off of Twitter.
Suspended from Twitter.
Yep. And it's the worst. I'll go back on. Yeah, I'll go back on and like, why isn't it refreshing? And then I go to Facebook and it's sad. It's all sad.
It's everybody sad. Going, oh, today I turned 80. I'm glad I'm still alive.
Yeah, no, that's Facebook. I mean, what I hate about Facebook is the people, like, you know, they post pictures of, you know, their like stupid girlfriend. We've been together for 5 years. Keep that shit to yourself. I don't care.
That's dumb too, man. I hate that. It'll be like their spouse's birthday and like, oh, happy birthday to so-and-so. He's my best. Da, 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 da. I'm like, don't you live with this person? Can you just turn to them and say, hey, happy birthday? It's almost they're looking for validation. You know, of their relationship. They want all these likes from people.
The
best couple.
Nope.
You guys are awesome. Oh, yeah, you're the best wife.
Oh, that's another thing. They want to comment.
Hate
that
shit. That's not it. It's
okay,
not
hold on. Someone has the answer.
Hold on.
It's not valid. It's not validation for their relationship. It's their own self-validation. They want the likes. They want to go, oh, people.
No, exactly. Like they want the comments.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, look, Steve commented on our post about how I boned you last night. And Steve was like, good boning, Jerry.
So I sent him pictures.
Like,
I invited Jerry over to bone me.
Yeah. So any, what?
Good boning, Jerry.
Wait, your name Rand Paul? Yeah, his name is Paul, and he likes the Ram. So, Ram Paul. Ah, that's your name now. Ram Paul. Jerry Rams Paul. No, I just think I think if anybody posts something like that, this is our 6th anniversary, and they show a picture of when they first dated. Just like post something vulgar on the bottom. Hey, did you get in there, Jerry? Huh? 6 years, not bad. She
did
finally
she
gave
put
up
out this year, like she did 6 years ago.
Did she finally open up the back door? Not yet, huh? We'll talk about it over a beer.
Two more years of work, and it will happen.
It'll happen at least once.
That's the 10th anniversary, I think. I think that's the 10th anniversary.
You come to find out, though, at least Jerry does have a friend, and we don't. See. Because they'll talk about it over a beer.
There's a full circle.
Full circle right back around. And
big old reach around.
And Jerry's friend is Carlos.
Jerry's friend is Carlos.
We are friends.
I love to watch only the sex scenes in Arnold Schwarzenegger movies. So,
which I don't think are gratuitous.
I don't think there are any.
They don't exist, actually. They don't exist. All right. Well,
all right, I got to Google. I got to Google that now.
Shit. Google what? Gay sex scenes in Schwarzenegger movies? What just happened?
Run to the chopper. Oh. Run to the chopper.
Run to the chopper. Get my dildo.
Here's my chopper for you.
I'll be right behind you.
Oh, do, wow. Me, wow. Do me now. Do me now.
Dildo the Barbarian. Do me now. What does he say in Predator?
It is not a tumor. It's my penis.
What?
Wow, that was in the Predator?
He was talking to a kindergarten class, you sick son of a bitch.
That's the porn Predator.
Good Lord.
That was kindergarten cop.
That was kindergarten cop. Oh, my God. It's not a tumor. It's my penis. It's like a five-year-old he's talking to. Good Lord, man. What is going on here? You're going to
be banned from podcasting.
Yeah, he's going to get banned from, like, I'm going to get a call from Spotify. My friend, this is Spotify. First of all, your name is not Spotify. We're in your show, my friend. And this is like the Apollo guy. He talk about lots of gay stuff. Like, first of all, you're not from Spotify, but I do agree, Spotify. I do agree. All right, we'll be right back here on Nerds Talking the Podcast.
You know, I got myself into trouble one time on Twitter because I tweeted to a friend, someone I thought was a friend of mine, but he's actually LeBron James. And I just said, hey, LeBron, you can't do that without all your friends around. You keep on bringing on to your team. And he responded back to me, I could beat you and your friends. And then I told him I could beat his friends off. And then I kind of read it back and thought, oh, I shouldn't have said that part. Anyway, Nerds Talking the Podcast.
Welcome back to Nerds Talking the Podcast. We're gonna steer away from Paul's commentary and his homoerotic fixation of some kind.
Arnold, that's fine. We're not homophobic, okay? We just, he really like details some stuff for us, or Googles it. Did you find it? What were you Googling?
You don't even want to know what he looked for during the break.
Yeah, what were you Googling? Let us know.
Myself. Schwarzenegger and tumors.
You're Googling yourself. Wait, that sounds like a whole different thing. Wow. You're not dropping the act. He's going full force. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's great. So we're talking about social media, and TikTok came up. And TikTok, like I said, I can get stuck in TikTok. It's like YouTube for me. I go down. YouTube's different. You go down rabbit holes and you search different things based on the first video. TikTok, you just keep swiping and swiping. Like you'll keep going and going, and it's pretty funny stuff. Or it's just kids dancing. That's basically TikTok. The kids are dancing, or it's just kind of funny stuff. But one thing is, these TikTok people, how about TikTok celebrities?
No, I don't like, I think it's ridiculous. That's what I don't like about TikTok. You have so-called celebrities that they make money off of other people. Like you said, the dancing, they have so many followers, so many subscribers, whatever, however TikTok works, but they're dancing to other people's music. Now, while they're getting paid to dance, the person who made the music is not getting paid.
That's right.
And then I also learned, because our friend Ray Ray from the stand-up episode, those who listened to the past episode, he's on TikTok and he follows comedians. And then what they do, well, he doesn't even follow comedians. He follows people that will lip sync another comedian's act.
Really?
Bit.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that. No, I've seen that.
It'll be
back and forth,
right? Yep, it'll make it look like it's two people, a back and forth. Mm-hmm. But they're just lip syncing to the comic's, you know, voice and his bit. Set.
Yep.
And they're getting paid for that because they have a ton of followers and subscribers, whatever. And how is a comic getting paid for that?
He probably isn't.
They're not.
And that person's probably getting paid more than the comic.
Absolutely. He is. That's right.
That's
trash.
You know why? The reason being is TikTok is aimed for TikTok is really aimed for people that I would say 14 and younger. And for
my
them
daughters.
But that
yeah, there
okay.
you go.
It's
not that it's not okay. It's let's say you were a famous comedian, okay? But they only heard your stuff through that act on TikTok of somebody else doing your stuff. They'll never know who you are, really. But that's the only way these younger people would even hear you in that regard.
Well, that's just it. What if I did do a bit and then I'm on stage doing it and then somebody who saw it on TikTok all of a sudden is trying to tell me that I stole the bit? because he saw it on TikTok done by someone else. But it's my bit that they stole from me.
Don't worry about that. You're not that funny.
Boom. Wow. He got you on that one. He should do stand-up.
Somebody just got kicked off the show. Bitch.
Hey, he should do his stand-up back would just be where somebody's like, you suck. Well, you're not funny. Like, that's his act. That's it. So, no, I don't know. I find TikTok, like I said, it's entertaining to me, but you're not wrong. I think all internet celebrities are a piece of shit, to be honest. But
you hate the word influencer. That is so stupid.
Oh, my God.
Influencer. Okay, yes, because there are guys on YouTube, because YouTube is better for this. Or there's guys that are creating their own content, and they're famous, and they're creating their own original content.
That's different.
Yeah. And I'll watch those guys, right? And somebody says he's a YouTube celebrity, I get it. I get it. This guy's huge on YouTube and I watch his videos, yada, yada, yada. But like I said, the guys that are famous for doing dance videos, the one millionth dance video on the internet, you know, or using other content to be popular, that's when you're like, come on, man. Like,
You know what it reminds me of? And Carlos and I both know this guy. Back in the day, he was taking everybody's name and registering it before they could get a chance back, you know, earlier in the internet days, before they could get a chance to register their own names that they had made something of. So, and then he would sell their name back to them, having done nothing other than beating them to the punch and registering their name.
Yeah.
You know, it was the same bullshit. It's like, you didn't do anything to make that name, you know, valuable. And all you did was beat them to the punch, because that's all your little shitty life is.
You're basically stealing their IP in a sense.
Right. You're making money off of their work.
But you know, I mean, imagine if I got an IP or a website, right? Carlos the comic.com. First of all, wouldn't be worth
nobody.
Much.
Nobody went wouldn't to the
be
site.
Funny, apparently.
But
that's what it would say when you go to it. Don't worry, leave this page. I'm not funny.
But think about the work I would have to do to make him famous. I would have to put all the work in, and then finally sell it to him. And he's like, "I don't understand. I'm really popular right now." Well, yes, because I showed my junk on your website, and everybody got a laugh out of it.
I tried to tell you a story that I think is very amusing when it comes to the same thing I was just talking about. There's a guy I know very well who's very big in the comedy world. He used to be the warm-up act on Letterman for many years. So, again, same kind of idea. Some guy stole his name, soandso.com. I'm not going to say his name just in case he'd prefer not to have it mentioned. So he wrote back to the guy, and the guy basically quoted him something stupid, like $1,000 for your name back. And so then he wrote back 2 days later, I tell you what, I'll give you $800 for my name. And the guy wrote back, said, I just said 1,000. 2 days later, he writes again, I'll give you 400 for my name. The guy writes back, I said it's 1,000. Finally, by like day 10, he writes, I'll give you $1 for my name. And the guy was so freaked out, like he was going to come over and do something to him. He said, fine, take your name back. It's the same kind of idea, though. You know, just, you have no right to that.
No, hijacking somebody else's stuff, basically.
Yeah. And that's a lot of... people on these so-called internet celebrities. I mean, I couldn't point one out in a crowd, you know. So
that's TikTok, no, though. That's a lot of TikTok.
And it's a lot of TikTok. Yeah, it's a lot of TikTok. But you know, TikTok is like fourth on my list. I don't really go to it almost never, but when I do, I'll watch it for like an hour of all, because it's like I said, there's some funny shit on there. And I'll be like, I'll get off of it. And I'll be like, that's too much. I can't.
My girls watch it. And they.
Oh, yeah. And it's for like, that age. That's what I'm saying.
It's particular channels they watch where these kids have so many views that they almost don't do anything anymore to create anything. They just
I know.
Yeah, let's slap fight with each other. That'll get a million views. And it does.
It does. It's crazy. It takes every million views. On YouTube, I don't know about TikTok. For every million views, that person earns $7,000.
That makes me ill.
So now think about somebody that averages like, let's say, 20 million views a video. Now multiply that guy. I'm not gay. What? Something popped up on Paul's. That is true. I'm not gay, but $20 is $20. That is very true, you know.
See, Carlos, I'm funny.
I like how this whole time he was quiet to make a joke. Right back to the gay jokes. Right back. He can't help himself. He can't help himself. Right back to the gay jokes. Horrible. Just you're a horrible human being on the show. Just welcome to the show, but good heavens, man.
I had no idea we were even in another subject matter. Yes. Let me find something to put in my background.
Right? He's like, I'm not going to say a word. I'm just going to throw a gay joke.
Jesus, we're talking quiet, about, but we're talking about Jesus. Yeah. We're talking about Jesus. And he's got a gay joke.
Yeah. God's sakes. Pull yourself. All right. We'll take a break here on Nerds Talking the podcast.
Well, I said it at the beginning of the show, everybody, this is going to be a little bit wild because the poll guy came and, well, you can tell he kind of has a party mouth. And if he has a mother or father, please reprimand him with a bar of soap within his mouth because he says things that I would not say in front of my parents. Anyway, so Nerds Talking the podcast. I've never heard one talk about computers or video games, so I'm not sure which nerds we're talking about. Anyway, Nerds Talking the podcast, everybody.
Welcome back to Nerds Talking the Podcast. We have Carlos, Paul, and Hugh, and I'm Lafayette, as you know. Again, tell your friends about Nerds Talking the Podcast.
And if you're still listening, I don't know why.
There you go. I like the negativity of one of our guest hosts. That's my favorite part so far. He's like, why do you even listen to this for?
I know. He's dicks, like, yeah, dicks, I want to be invited back. Let me put it this way. Oh, you guys suck.
Yeah.
Why are you listening?
Why are you listening to this? Don't subscribe.
Come back next week.
Yeah, don't subscribe. But here, you know, here, dicks and butts. Like that's like his go-to.
Holy shit! Was this the new topic you had for the last one?
Anyway, so I was thinking, Carlos and I actually talked about
this. Went up today.
How much did it go up?
Not that's much. Like nothing.
90-day gain today. I made $100. Went up 5%.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Probably because I heard they're going to make an announcement about, they dropped like 96 pieces of content on Disney Plus. That's number one. And supposedly they're going to put Black Widow on Disney Plus announcement soon. And the parks are going to open up soon. So, or here in California. So that's probably helping the jump. But, and other stock you guys probably know about, of course, GameStop and so forth, and how the little man is defeating the money man up top.
Interesting how Michael Jordan might lose a lot of money with this.
Michael Jordan, he actually will lose a lot of money with the whole GameStop and AMC theater stuff. Yes, that's true. That is true.
Bums me out horribly. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes me sad that Michael Jordan's going to now be worth, instead of $1.6 billion, $1.5 billion.
All he has to do is release old school Jordans and people buy him. He makes his money back.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, it doesn't matter. Lives off his name. Wouldn't that be the greatest thing if you lived off your name? Like, just like, not many people can do that. You know, like who lives off their name besides Michael Jordan? Anybody?
Yeah, he probably walks into a restaurant. Like, oh, Mr. Jordan, have a seat. And then he probably doesn't even pay the bill. Thanks for coming.
Nope.
All those guys do to some.
But that's for sure a big name celebrity. But who lives off of their name besides Michael Jordan? Like he lives off of his name. Who can you think of anyone else?
LeBron James.
Yep.
Yeah, I would go LeBron James.
You'd have to argue somebody who's not doing something else. LeBron is. I mean, LeBron is obviously playing basketball.
You're right.
Magic Johnson.
You son of a bitch. Larry Bird. Oh God damn, he can't stop a basketball players. Now he's just naming basketball players.
John Elway.
Plus, I don't think Larry Bird lives off his name. What does he have? Yeah, what does he have that he lives off?
He can go to Boston. He can go walk into any restaurant.
But I'm talking about lives off his name. Like Michael Jordan could never work a day in his life and he'll make money off his name. That's what I'm saying.
The Rock. He lives
off his name. The Rock?
But he works.
Again, not The Rock because he doesn't have anything that you buy that he would live off his name.
Under Armour.
But Under Armour is making primarily that money.
You could argue Michael Jackson, maybe.
He's dead.
Oh, we're going dead celebrities. Ooh.
You could go dead.
Elvis.
Dead celebrities
Elvis,
for 10,
Elvis,
Alex.
For sure.
Dead celebrities for 10, Alex.
Alex is dead too. Thanks for pouring the salt in the wound, buddy. Too soon. Thanks.
Yeah.
It's not too soon. Trust me.
He died of cancer.
Larry King.
Larry King died of old age.
Old age.
I prayed for him for 2 weeks and he still died.
Wait, you prayed for Larry King for 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Proving that prayers don't work.
Did you ever see the bit where Larry
King... Did you also use thoughts or just prayers?
Thoughts and prayers or just
prayers? aren't prayers actually thoughts when you think about it? Right? Because you're saying them typically to yourself in your head. It's a thought, right? Like, so when someone says thoughts and prayers for this family, it's the same thing. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. We're all in agreement for the first time today. All right. There we go, everyone.
Did you ever see Larry King?
Insert gay joke here, Paul.
Interview Marlon Brando?
Who interviewed Marlon Brando?
Larry King.
Did you ever see that? Oh, I did. Yes. And he kisses him. And
yeah, yes.
Yeah. Larry was fun. Larry was a lot of fun.
And then the camera stopped and then they got down.
Oh, so he was bi. That's cute.
Right back to that guy.
Larry, could you bend over, Larry?
Wow. Anyway, the topic I was going to bring up, this was really sideways.
I am the king.
Oh, my goodness.
Lord.
Okay,
just talk to me with the Godfather voice, Marlon. The Godfather.
While I close my eyes.
If you're listening to this,
we have lost control.
And
absolutely lost control.
You basically like, I'm gonna leave this guy's a positive comment. I understand why you won't. I understand why you're like, this is going negative now. First of all,
if
you don't
you're listening
about
to us, thoughts keep us in your
thoughts and prayers. Thank you. Yes, we could use your thoughts and prayers at this point. Yes, if you listen on a mobile device,
there's anybody who work for Just for Men or for Manscaped, please send Hugh a razor. And Just for Men, some dye, because he really needs that shit.
Good old kind
of
looks
a
like
crumb catcher.
Any people, again, this is a podcast, you may not see it, but imagine if you had balls on your chin and they were just old white man balls, those hairy white balls
with like loose pubes over the bottom and the top.
It's like, oh my God.
That's messed up. Back to our topic. God damn you, people. Thoughts and prayers, people. Okay, I was gonna say, Carlos and I talked about this. Things you've done in which kind of like things that like you put the milk on top of the fridge and the cereal in the fridge, right? Things like that. What would you call them? Like kind of bonehead things. Is there some
moment? Wow.
Yeah, moment. There we go. I mean,
there you go. Let's make special needs hate moment us even more.
Like, I mean, which way are we gonna go here?
How
like,
many more words can we not? Should we not use that we're going to use?
Okay. Like, all this, right. Like...
Okay, a special education moment.
Somebody sees me put my...
I guess it's absent-mindedness, isn't it?
Yes. Get like, that other word out of there.
Absent-minded. Yeah, because if I put my pants all inside of the dishwasher, no one's going to go, hey, don't be a retard. First of all,
here we go again.
I'm just saying they will say that, though. Again.
Wait, was I there?
And I would have told you that. I turn around, like, you talk to me like that. I didn't want to put my pants in.
Oh!
That goes,
and
thanks for tuning in.
This is our last show.
I go left here, everybody.
Thank you.
Be right over.
Now, I go left here. Put on your helmet. Now go to work.
And get my helmet down, and I'm going to go tapeboard in. Okay. Anyway.
I disavow any part of this current conversation.
Thoughts and prayers, people. Thoughts and prayers. So, Carlos, give me one of your bonehead moments. You actually gave me a good one the other day.
I had one. It was, I've done that, what you were talking about several times. I'll have cereal, and I'll put the milk in the cupboard and the cereal in the refrigerator.
You're dumb.
But another thing I've done is I went to a gas pump. I paid for gas. And then I just got back. I didn't hear what you said, so I'm not laughing. So
this is Paul's response. You're dumb.
Anyway, you paid for gas, and then what happened?
Anyway, I got out and paid for gas, and then I had the lid open on my thing on the gas tank, and then I just closed it, got back in the car, and I left. I didn't even pump gas. Luckily, nobody was there. I looped back around and got my gas.
Did you realize it right away? Did you like drive a little bit?
No, right when I pulled away, I'm like, "What? I didn't even pump gas. What am I doing?"
Okay, Paul, bonehead moment you can think of off the top of your head, besides agreeing to be on here.
Yeah, nothing.
Mine is similar to Carlos's. Actually, I pulled up to gas. First of all, I was driving around going, "Damn, I need gas." Like it's on E. I pull up, and I go to put gas in, and it just keeps pouring out. And it won't let me like hold the handle down. It just keeps clicking. I'm like, what the hell? Is something wrong with my car? And I'm getting super pissed off. This is no, first of all, disclaimer, it's like 3 weeks ago. And I'm starting to put gas. And then I go in my car, like, is there something wrong? So I turn the car on. It was already full the whole time. And then now there's gas all over the side of the car, all over like got on my shoes, and it was full the whole entire time.
Yeah, how Carlos, I thought Carlos it was empty. Dumb in your
car. Oh, here we go. Here we go.
I don't understand. Though,
oh, I'll make you full. I'll make you full right now.
Oh yeah,
see, right, I wasn't even gonna go there. Wow. That's,
yeah.
Wow.
He's like, well, hey, no, pop your trunk.
That kind of stuff happens. I still got this stuff happens like a lot, like the cereal and milk thing. Or if I go into a room thinking I want something, but then when I get in the room, I'm like, why am I in this room?
How old are you? 65?
Oh, this one's even dumber. Oh my
and
God.
Then, and then when I
this
leave the room, dumber. I realize, oh, I forgot what I wanted in the room. And then I go back into the room. I was like, man, it's, yeah, it makes me feel like something's not right inside my head.
I did this about 3 months ago. I went to my front door to go inside, and I was using my key to unlock my doors to try to unlock the front door, and I was getting super aggravated about it that the front door wouldn't unlock. Did that make sense? You know, I had the little key remote to unlock your car door. I was pushing it against my front door and I was like, why is it not opening up? And I was like, and then it didn't hit me for like 10 seconds that I totally went full blown on that moment.
Yeah, I gotta disconnect from this call. This,
yeah, and then on the other side of the door. On the other side of the door, like, do you need me to unlock it? Unlock the door! I can't get in.
Oh my God.
Hey, Hugh, this is a wild podcast.
I'm choking myself out right now.
Anyway, let's take a break. We'll be right back
in
with
the
our
middle
last
of
segment.
Cancel culture. This is, you guys are so dumb.
I mean, you can't Jesus listen. Christ. We're just having fun. Hey, first, if you're a listener to Nerds Talking the Podcast, it's good times. No, don't be offended. We're just, yeah. Yeah. I hope. I mean, we're all just goofing around. Good.
Hey,
time.
Carlos, what's your Twitter handle?
Shut the fuck up. Is what it is.
Your Twitter handle is crazy. It's wild.
Can you actually choke your own self out? Is that possible?
Epstein did that.
You can. Yeah. It's called suicide. You've not heard of it before?
Your Twitter handle is the wildest I've ever heard. Wow. I would hate for somebody to ask you that in public. Okay, we'll be right back after this on Nerds Talking.
You know, one time when I was going to go outside to get some extracurricular activity, or as they say, calisthenics. That's what they called it in elementary school, calisthenics. It's called being an athlete. And I am an athlete, you know, because I've been to a gymnasium one time, but there's actually a cafeteria. I was having lunch in the cafeteria, which was also a gymnasium. So, eat food's lunches on the basketball court, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, that's enough about me. Let's get back to the show, right? Nerds Talking the Podcast.
Welcome back to Nerds Talking the Podcast, here with Hugh McCord, Carlos, and Paul. And I want to say Hugh's last name because it sounds cool. Because it's kind of like if it's, yeah, just it's just the Mick part always, like, if my last name was Mick Azevedo, it'd sound cooler. If you just add the Mick, you know what I mean? The Mick just sounds cooler, right? It was Mick Grapes.
Well, like, that's true. If it was just Hugh Cord, that'd be kind of boring.
Yeah, it'd be lame. But now he just sounds like a McDonald's inside of a Home Depot now, McCord. So that's
good old McCord. Hey, we're here to get some lumber. Want to get a couple of Mick McCords as well?
Mick McCord.
Don't stop.
Hey, Hugh.
Oh my God, here it comes.
Here he goes. Here hold on. Everybody, Paul speaking.
Hey, here we go. You were younger, when you were like younger, did you ever go, do you want to see my McCord?
I thought something else was going to come from that.
That was like a PG.
When he said something about lumber, I thought for sure.
Yeah.
I did talk about my cord.
Did you talk about your cord?
Yeah.
Very nice. Cords are usually pretty skinny. And
yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. So the other topic was, or the other thing.
Carlos looks pretty serious right now. Is he reading something?
Yeah, I think he's reading something right now.
What are you reading, Carlos?
I just received a text message, a disturbing text message.
What did it say? What did it say?
Hugh may have to leave early.
I may have to leave early. I have to give somebody something from my workplace.
This is our last segment. We've got about 5-10 minutes left.
Hold on. Yeah. He's gonna give his McCord.
Is somebody listening to this live? And like, man, he has McCords.
Hey, but Hugh, if you leave your camera on, that picture behind you looks just like you. We wouldn't even know you're gone.
Wow.
not the photo, the one underneath the photo on the blue paper. Turn around.
Yeah.
Wait, is that?
That's me.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
I know you can't see this, but his child drew a meatball with some type of electricity coming out of it. And
well, that's nice that you said a child, but that was Hugh. Hugh, he painted
that. That's a drawing of COVID.
I think I'm a pretty good artist.
That's Hugh's drawing he did today in school. Leave him alone.
He has online learning.
There we are. There we are. Right back there, aren't we? Online learning.
Yeah, wow. That is, you guys are harsh people. I don't envy any of you at all. Anybody seen any good movies lately or can recommend a TV show for people to listen to?
I wanted to know about the M. Night Shyamalan series.
Oh, that's on Apple TV. I don't have Apple TV. Paul hasn't watched Apple that TV. Yet. He hasn't watched
it. I'm curious about it.
Has it's it called been... The Servant.
The Servant. Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Oh, no. It takes place in the 1800s. You don't want
to
watch it.
M. Night Shyamalan is attached to it. I will not watch it. He is like a disease on directing.
Oh, stop. Some of his stuff is great. Some of his stuff is.
Name one.
Name
besides
no.
Six okay, Signs.
Besides well, I like or the Six Signs, yeah.
Did you say Scream?
No, I Signs. Didn't. Six Signs.
Oh, Signs is fine. Oh, I like Signs. Okay.
I liked The Devil. Devil.
Okay.
Batman Returns.
Huh?
Batman What'd Returns. You say? What?
What?
He's naming movies now. Oh, man. Avatar. Did you see... Avatar.
I just garbage. Did. Avatar's
Avatar by Cameron?
Yeah, but you said you were talking about M. Night Shyamalan.
I know. Last Airbender. Remember, it's called Last Airbender.
Yeah that was not good.
Piece of shit. His movies are shit. Okay, Glass is shit.
I didn't hate Glass.
What was the other one, though? What was the prequel to Glass?
Unbreakable.
That was good. That was good. And that movie that he made where the guy has multiple personalities. It's just called Split.
The Joker.
No. Just, I mean, you're not wrong on that one, but not the Joker. I think it's called Split. And that one was actually pretty good. Split. That was actually pretty good. But
and the sequel,
I still think he sucks, though.
Is it Mr. Glass? Is that the sequel?
The sequel is Glass. It's a sequel to Unbreakable and Split. Yep.
There were three of them.
You know what movie looks good?
Uh huh.
Palmer.
Palmer with Timberlake. Justin Timberlake. You know what? What is it about? I've only seen
Arnold,
a poster.
Mug Golf.
Oh,
is it really about Arnold Palmer?
Yeah, and the tea the tea that he makes.
No.
The lemonade.
No.
What's it about then? Because I saw the commercial. He's wearing a green jacket.
It's about a guy who got
Arnold
out of Palmer's, jail.
Arnold Palmer's worn a lot of green jackets.
And this boy who's an outcast, he kind of takes him in.
Oh, this is a garbage movie then.
No, it should be very good.
No, because it's formulaic. That's boring. Okay, all of
Peanut Butter Falcon. Peanut Butter Falcon is kind of like that, and that was a good movie.
That was a good movie. That was
but
a good
movie. It's about already. I could tell you, it's a guy that went the wrong way in life, came out. He's now like. Knows
when I saw the title Peanut Butter Falcon, I really thought it was like another Star Wars movie.
All because the word Falcon. That's it. All because one keyword. That's like just taking keywords and going,
this is the worst show I've ever been a part of. Jesus Christ.
I mean, it's just one word. You thought it was Star Wars. You're the only one that walked in going, hey, you guys excited to see this, man? It's sequel to Solo, right? People are like, good Lord, man, this guy is
Peanut Butter Falcon.
Peanut Butter Falcon. I think they called him that. Hey, Peanut Butter Falcon, shut up. like
what it's the restaurant that he started inside the Hall of the Falcon.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Anyway.
Friends, I gotta bail. I'm sorry.
That's right. Hugh is cutting out early. Well, we'll see you next time.
Yep.
And you stay safe out there, Mr. COVID.
Tell me about it.
All right.
Good talking to you, buddy.
Yeah, man. I'll see you guys.
All right.
Later.
That's what she
said. Later.
Fantastic.
And then she only had three.
All right, so we're gonna actually jump into video games here. Carlos had a Fortnite. If you Fortnite,
I do have a Fortnite tip. I got a great Fortnite tip.
You two play a lot of Fortnite, and you guys are really like compared to me. I suck at Fortnite, but it's still massively popular. So, what is your Fortnite tip for the kiddies out there? First of all, and the adults that play the game.
For all the kiddies that want free V-Bucks. Every day, I'm sure you're playing every day. So before you log into Royal Rumble, or not Royal Rumble, I'm sorry. What's it called?
Battle
Royale. Sorry. Log into Save the World. Is that what it's called?
Yep.
Yes.
Save the World. Because every day you get a free prize or a free gift for logging in to Save the World. Well, every 7 days, it's V-Bucks. last time I logged in, I got 800 V-Bucks for free. And then right after I get my prize, I just switch game mode and go over to Battle Royale.
Hey, so I just I just saw your IM. Who sent
you? What?
What?
What IM? Oh, hello. Your podcast, Nerds Talk, is really good. I listen to them on Spotify. You guys are doing a good job. Who wrote that shit? Did you write it? It's put in the message.
Oh, that was a, I got it through Messenger. Somebody sent us a review.
But is that?
I didn't hear this show yet.
Where's wait, the review? Wait,
what's the person's name?
I don't know. Lou, you look it up.
Want to give him a shout out?
Yeah, let's give him a shout out.
Yeah, it was
Atu Amai. Oh, I see.
Atu Amai. So like a Asian person.
It's someone that actually works in law enforcement.
They
listen to the show while they're cruising around or whatever they do.
Oh, okay.
I got you. I got what you're trying, when they're trying to arrest the stereotype. I got you.
Yeah. But anyway, that's my tip. That's my tip.
So basically, log in to save the world before every time you play Fortnite or every time you boot up Fortnite, not play Fortnite, boot it up. So
it's one of those. If you log in every 7 days, in
daily, right?
In seven days, it's you get free V-Bucks. So every time you log in, every seven times you log in, you get
free V-Bucks. And what are you guys all playing now? Go ahead, tell me what you're playing. What's the games you are playing at the moment? And you
Red
like
Dead,
Red and Dead, Fortnite. And so you're basically online gaming only. Red Dead Redemption 2 and Fortnite. Carlos,
Red Dead Redemption 2, Fortnite, and I've kind of got back into Gears of War.
Okay, I'm playing Assassin's Creed, NBA 2K, 21, and all on next-gen consoles. Get yourself a next-gen console, people, if you've been through this already. All right, everyone, that's our show, Nerds Talking, the podcast for Carlos, Paul, myself, Lafayette. We will see you next time. And Hugh McCord.
Wow, how quickly.
And, he left us, and I kind of feel like he deserted me. Okay, thanks everyone for tuning in to Nerds Talking, the podcast. Again, download, subscribe, review. You can reach us at nerdstalking at yahoo.com.
Who's that behind you, Lafayette?
Don't worry about that.
She has a knife.
Sister Fresh. Sister Fresh is behind
them. Sister Fresh in the house. All right, everyone. Nerds Talking, the podcast.
Later.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody, to this episode of Nerds Talking, the podcast. It was kind of fun, a little bit wild, but a lot of bleep, you know, and then but that's okay. You know, we're all adults here. Maybe some kids are listening. If you are listening, please ask your parents if you can listen to Nerds Talking, the podcast, because sometimes it can be a little bit crazy, as you can tell. And I don't play Fortnite, but I do have a fort in my backyard, and I do sleep in it at nighttime sometimes. So I think that counts, right? I think that's pretty good. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Nerds Talking, the podcast.